you are coming from so many countries, you are doing so many sacrifices, but Indians, those who are not taking mala, not this tiki, not tilak, they should fire on them. So you should tell all this. Being Indians, being in Vrindavan Mathura and not following, so fire on them. So you should continue your
So in order to make some progress with this human birth, as Subhananda Prabhu was saying at the last house when we had a translation about going around in a circle, and if we miss the door, so the door is bhajan, the door is worship of the Lord. We must involve, we must use our human form of life to serve and glorify and worship Lord Krishna. We must initially, we externalize and we worship the murti form, we worship in many different festivals and so on like that. And then ultimately we have to internalize, we have to understand the Lord and our relationship with Krishna. So this demands that we perform serious bhajan for so many hours in the day. We must develop this mood of chanting, basically, and reading and remembering Sri Krishna as much as we can during the day. We fill our time sometimes with so many different activities and areas of concern which have nothing directly to do with the Lord. But as we progress in bhajan, we should be focalizing that more and more on exclusively thinking about our relationship with Krishna, and particularly as a servant of Srimati Radharani, we must be meditating on that aspect to gain Lord Krishna's mercy. We must gain Srimati Radharani's mercy so we can focus our attention on Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And on this Braj Mandal Prikrama, we have so much opportunity to imbibe this mood of remembrance of Lord Krishna's pastimes and our service in particular to Srimati Radharani. Srila Narayan Maharaj was telling us last night the progress of bhakti, the path of bhakti, how we must come to a point deep inside us when we choose between material existence or spiritual existence. We have this choice, and through the mercy of Srila Narayan Maharaj, he pulls us very much to a point to make this choice. Do we want spiritual life? If we want spiritual life, then material life must totally go. There's no two, you can't have your feet in two boats. Actually, we have to make a choice. We have to make a decision. And it's an all-inclusive decision. If we decide for spiritual life, then the whole material aspect has to be minimized. So it's a gradual process, but we come to this point. And through bhajan and worship, we develop the feelings towards Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna wants to know how much we love him. It's not a question of so much how good we are in a sense, but how much do we feel for him? How much bhav, how much feeling do we have for the Lord? At the end of the day, this is, I think, the understanding that we must come to develop a feeling for Krishna, an understanding and a love for the Lord. So this is the purpose and development of bhajan.